Tov. All right, we're in Perek Yud Beis. We have a lot to see today. And Bezrat Hashem, we will finish the entire Perek. So he finished off Perek Yud Aleph, which was filled with the beginning of the downfall of Shlomo and Shlomo's three main enemies who come up even within his life. He learned about Yeravam and Yeravam's tainas against Shlomo HaMelech. He became in charge of the taxes, but he was very upset at Shlomo because he built up the Milo, and we spoke about what a few different possibilities as to what the Milo was, but essentially the common denominator was that it was taking tax money, taxpayers' money, and using it to build, instead of having a social area or a place to go l'aliyah l'regel, and using it for the home of Bas Paro, and that didn't sit well with the people, for sure not with Yeravam. Yeravam runs away to Egypt. We spoke about how that's going to be significant very soon. Vayelach Rechavam Shechem, ki Shechem ba kol Yisrael lahamlichoso. So Rechavam goes to Shechem. Now, why is he going to Shechem, and what's the purpose of his visit in Shechem? We know the Gemara tells us that a Melech ben Melech does not need Mashicha. Okay, we saw that by Shlomo, right? That Shlomo, although he didn't really need Mashicha, why was David Moshech him one way or another? To show with the Shemana Mishcha, to show that even though that he's a ben achar ben, right, a Melech ben Melech, even though this is like a way of showing Berabim that this is serious. So now Rechavam, Kanireh, in the footsteps of his father, also feels like he needs to not only just become king, but there needs to be some sort of ma'amah, there needs to be some sort of event, some sort of iruah in which he becomes king. So now why does he go to Shechem? Shouldn't he stay in Yerushalayim? What's the significance of Shechem, guys? Kalev ben Yefune, what else? What else is in Shechem? Shechem, as we know in Sefer Yoshua and Sefer Shoftim, it was a place which the Jews got together. Shechem, Bichlal, throughout all of the Tanakh, Shechem was the Knisa La'aretz, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. They were all by Shechem. Okay? We also know some other things that happened in Shechem. Yosef was sold by Shechem. Dina, the Maisa of Dina happened in Shechem, and that's going to be important in just a second. But Shechem is the center of the Nachla of Yosef, okay? And therefore, it's not Stam does he go to Shechem. He is from Yehuda, and he realizes that what? Kanira, people already know who this Yeravam is. And as we know, there was already built-in tension, as we've seen already from the times of Yaakov and his children. There's always tension between Yehuda and Yosef. And so what Rechavam is trying to do, I think, over here, is he's trying to bring people together. He leaves Yerushalayim, even though that Yerushalayim is the center of Judaism. He leaves the Beis HaMikdash because he wants to make peace with the people of Yosef. Because it's possible that the people of Yosef at this point are going to return to a situation which we saw before. Remember, because after Shaul passes away, what happens? David becomes king where? In Hebron, only over Yehuda. And Ish-Boshes, right, becomes king over the rest of the Shvatim. So it could be that the Jews are thinking, oh, maybe we're just going back to that. Right? Maybe we're just going back to that. So Rechavam goes to Shechem, to Kanireh, to take care of those concerns. So the word gets to Yeravam. However, Vayeshev Yeravam b'Mitzrayim, he stays. Kanira at this point, he doesn't want to go head to head with Rechavam, and so he stays in Mitzrayim. Vayishlechu vayikrulo vayavo Yeravam cholkal Yisrael vayidabru al Rechavam leimor. But Kanira at a later time, Yeravam is convinced finally to come and to speak to Rechavam, and once again, all of Am Yisrael is there. Avicha hiksha es olenu, v'ata ato hakel ma'avudas avicha hakasha u'me'ulo hakaved asher nasan aleinu v'na'avdecha. So what's the taina? The taina, as we spoke about before, Shlomo's back-breaking taxes, okay? In order to keep up a golden era, right? That golden period. So you need the gold, you need the taxes, not only money, but also work, right? So what's the taina? The taina is your father made it so hard for us to live. The people of Yosef, right? The 10 Shvatim are complaining. They're saying, it's so hard. So please make it a little bit easier for us. Make it a little bit easier for us, and then we'll be your servants. Vayomer alehem lechu od shlosha yamim v'shuva ilai v'yelchu ha'am. Rechavam has to think about this. Rechavam has to think about this, so he sends them away for 3 days and tells them to come back. Vayvaitz ha'melech Rechavam es hazkenim asher ayu omdim es p'nei Shlomo aviv bioso chai lemor eichatem no'atzim la'ashiv es ha'am hazeh davar. So what does Rechavam do as a young king? He goes to his father's advisors and he says, what do you guys think? What do you think? What should I do in this situation? Vaydabru alav lemor. So they say the following. Im hayom tia eved la'am hazeh ve'avadetam ve'anisam ve'dibarta alehem dvarim tovim ve'hayu l'cha avadim kol yamim. You might think that this is showing a sense of weakness, right? So you're hesitant to give this tax break. But if you show yourself that you could be, that you could listen and you could hear their problems and you can give them this tax break, so then what? One day you'll serve them and for the rest of your lives they'll serve you, right? It's a Yerida Shu Letzorech Aliyah. The Gemara learns a Yerida Shu Letzorech Aliyah from this pasuk. Okay, I know that we also learn Yerida Shu Letzorech Aliyah in Makos. But the Gemara quotes this, that Kivyachol, what Rechavam is doing is he's giving in to the people in order to eventually gain from that. Okay, so it's this is like a classical political move, right? Is right before the elections, right? So what is everyone saying? Well, we're going to do this and we're going to do that and we're going to make it better for you. We're going to cut taxes. And then what happens? So everyone believes in you, everyone votes, and then what happens? So then you say sayonara to everyone. Okay, but that's what the seasoned politicians, the advisors of Shlomo, they suggest, which is okay. Vayazovis atzas haskinim asher yatzu, vayvaetz es hayeladim asher galuito asher haondim lefanav. He says, you guys are out of touch. You're too old. You don't understand what's going on here. I'm going to go along with my advisors. Now look at the way that the Tanakh describes these advisors. As kids, yeladim, not only kids, but the kids that grew up with him. Now who grows up with the king? Other people that what? Other people that have power, that else, that what else do they have? Money. They have money. Okay, they have servants. They come from a certain echelon in the community. They don't have these economic issues that the Bnei Yosef and the other Shvatim are speaking about. Right? Understand what I'm saying? They can't really understand. And take a look. So what do you guys think? Should I give in to what they're asking? Now once again, twice it's telling us, why does it matter if they grew up with him or not? Lemor, what do they say? Ko tomar lama ze asher dibru elecha lemor avicha hichbid es olenu v'ata hakel me'alenu ko tidaber alehem ketani ava mimotnei avi v'ata avi ha'emis alechem ol kaved v'aniz osif al ulchem avi yisar eschem b'shotim v'ani ayaser etchem ba'akrabim. It's exactly the opposite of what the older people said. The older people understood there were more seasoned politicians. They realized that you should give in a little bit. Be a little bit understanding to their issues. But that's not what these young, entitled brats said. What did they say? You know what you're showing when you do that? You're showing weakness. You gotta show power. So what did they say? Whatever my father did, I'm going to do twice as bad. If you thought Shlomo was bad, I'm going to be bad. You're going to really be paying taxes now. Right? So now, guys, now we understand why the Tanakh is mentioning the fact that it's these kids that grew up with him. It's like the chevra from the block, you know? Like, that's who you're getting advice from? that's who you're getting advice from? These entitled kids that never, you know, like, that don't really know what the real world is like, that don't really know what the challenges of the people are? It shows that you're totally out of touch with what's going on. And Am Yisrael feels that. Yud Beis. V'avo yiravam v'chol ha'am al rechavam b'yom ha'shlishi kasher diber ha'melech le'mor shuv alai b'yom ha'shlishi. So they come on the third day. V'yan ha'melech ha'am kasha. V'ya'azov es ha'tzas ha'zkenim asher ya'atzu. And so Rechavam gives this whole speech over. And he doesn't follow the advisors, the older advisors. V'yidaber aleihem ka'atzas ha'yeladim asher le'mor. Avi yichbir es olchem, ani osif al olchem. I'm going to make it worse. Avi yisar eschem b'shotim, ani yaser etchem b'akrabim. I'm going to make you, I'm going to torture you. It's going to be so much worse. V'lo shama ha'melech el ha'am. He didn't listen. Ki aysa siba me'im adonai l'man hekimes v'ro asher diber adonai b'yad achiyah shiloni. El Yiravam Benavat. So there's two things going on. First of all, there's the Eitzah which his friends gave him, but there's also another aspect over here. There's an aspect of some sort of Siyata Dishmaya, some sort of maybe even a little bit of taking away the Bechira or the right choice from Rechavam. Right? And why? In order so that the prophecy of Achiyah will happen. Because what would have happened if Rechavam would have just said, okay, then Yeravam would never become king, or at least he wouldn't become a king at that point. So there was a little bit of like a kaved lev, right? A little bit of a heaviness of the heart. Tazayin vayar kol Yisrael ki lo shama hamelech aleihem vayashivu ha'am es hamelech davar lemor ma lanu chelek b'David v'lo nachala b'ben Yishai lo alecha Yisrael atar rei beischa David vayelech Yisrael lo alav. What do they say? Get lost. Get out of here. We're all out of here. We're not talking the same language. We don't want anything to do with David, right? We're 10 Shvatim. Who do you think you are? You got to listen to us, right? We don't want anything. This is the same pasuk which Ishbosheth uses. It's the same pasuk of Ishbosheth, of Ma lanu chelik b'David v'lo nachla b'ben Yishai. We don't want anything to do with this family. Ubnei Yisrael hayoshvim ba'arei Yehuda v'yimloch aleihem Rechavam. In like, once again, in a totally partisan sort of way, Yehuda goes ahead and makes Rechavam king. But everyone else leaves. V'yishlach hamelech Rechavam es adoram asher alamas v'yigrimu Vayergimu kol Yisrael bo Evan ve'amos ve'amelch rechavam hisameitz la'alos b'merkava lanus Yerushalayim. In another, just like totally tone deaf way, what does Rechavam do? He sends the guy who's in charge of the taxes back to Shechem to say what? You guys don't really have a choice. You're going to have to pay these taxes whether you like it or not. And what happens to this guy, Benny? What happens to this guy? He gets stoned. He gets stoned to death. However, like I know, like it's not so exciting. He gets stoned to death by Jews. Do we understand the significance of this moment? The beginning of a civil war which won't end for over 150 years. That's the significance of this moment. Imagine what it took for one Jew to take stones and kill another Jew. Just imagine where we've gotten. From the unbelievable peak of the golden era of Shlomo, in which the entire world was coming to hear the Chachma and the Torah of Am Yisrael, and just in one generation, in just a year, in just in nothing, we're killing each other. Shlomo? I think... Right, and not only that, but it's interesting because David does prepare his son, right? And we don't hear anything. Shlomo was busy with other things at the end of his life. It's just clear, meaning it's clear from the psukim that he is. So, where are we? Pasuk Yates. V'yifshu Yisrael bebeis David ad hayom hazeh. Yirmiyahu, when writing this pasuk, what does he mean ad hayom hazeh? Right? Until this day, Yehuda and Yisrael aren't getting together. What a Chorban. The Chorban happens now. The Chorban doesn't happen, 200 years later. The Chorban's now. So now let's see what ends up happening. Vayikishma kol Yisrael kishav yiravam vayishlechu vayikru oso el ha'ida vayimlichu oso al kol Yisrael lo haya acharei beis David zulasi shevet Yehuda levado. So the nevuah happens, Yiravam now becomes king over the 10 shvatim. Vayavor rechavam Yerushalayim vayakel es kol beis Yehuda ve'es shevet Binyamin mea ushmonim elef bachur osei melchama. Rechavam comes back to Yerushalayim and he says, this is how you're acting? You kill the head of the taxes. He gets together an army, 180,000 soldiers. Lehilachem in Beis Yisrael to go and show and exert my power. Lahashiv es hamlucha l'Rechavam ben Shlomo. To bring the Malchus back. Vayhi dvar Elohim el Shmaya ish Elohim lemor. So we hear of this Navi Shmaya. And Shmaya gets this Nevuah. Emor el Rechavam ben Shlomo melech Yehuda. Go and tell Rechavam. Go and tell him. Go and tell the Jewish people. You're not going to fight. You're not going to do anything. Go home. Because this is all Hashgacha Pratis. I made this situation. Now, the fact that Rechavam listens to this, I think, shows an unbelievable amount of restraint, of gvura, of like unbelievable. He was ready to go and fight 180,000 people.
180,000
people,
but whoever the
other
10 can
muster up.
What do you mean?
It could be. It could be. But it sounded like, and it felt like, that he was like bloodthirsty. And the fact that the Navi comes, maybe this is just because I know the rest of the Sefer is that the Navi always comes to the king and tells him not to do something, and then what does the king always do? He always does the opposite. So I think the Navi over here is like trying to give us like a bracha to Rechavam. It's to show that there was something about Rechavam which was special. Yafeh. It was like a moment of
right.
It is an unbelievable amount of restraint. And this is really the end of Rechavam that we hear about it. But let's go weiter. Okay. So Yeravam understands that now he is establishing his malchus. He establishes Shechem by Har Ephraim, and he establishes it. He makes a palace there, and he goes and he builds Pnuel. And now Yeravam has a plan. He has a plan that comes out of a scenario which he realizes that the Malchus is eventually going to go back to Rechavam. It's only a matter of time, because he says to himself, take a look, Pasuk Kavav, Vayomer Rechavam belibo, ata tashuv hamamlacha lebeis David. It's all going to go back to Beis David. Im ya'ale ha'am hazeh la'asos zvachim bebeis Adonai b'Yerushalayim. Vishav lev ha'am hazeh el Adonaihem el Rechavam melech Yehuda v'harguni vishavu el Rechavam melech Yehuda. So, Chaver, what's the concern, guys?
They're going to go to Yerushalayim.
When are they going to go to Yerushalayim? When they're going to be Olah L'Regel. What's going to happen when they're going to be Olah L'Regel?
Who's there?
Who's the king of Yerushalayim? Okay, Rechavam's the king in Yerushalayim. Rechavam's going to be the one on the Beis HaMikdash. Where is Yeravam going to be? On the outside. So Yeravam says this is not going to happen. They're going to kill me. They're going to be swayed by his speech. You know, like the way that I always imagined this was that by Hakel, right? What happens by Hakel? Okay, right? Right? By Hakel, what happens? The king gets up and he reads the Sefer Torah. So, Chavra, who's reading the Sefer Torah? Rechavam's reading the Sefer Torah. Yeravam says, what? It can't be. Now, does this come from a place which is selfish? So, Bepashtus, you can understand that what he's doing here is selfish. But at the same time, what can we understand? Benny, what do you think? Is what Yerubim is about to do selfish?
Yeah, he's trying to consolidate power.
But what?
For his whole nation.
It's for his whole people. What else? He heard from the Navi guys. What did he hear from the Navi? He said that you're going to become king. So if you're going to become king, if you're king, then you have to stay king, right? So it could be that Yerubim is trying to do all these things, and we're going to see that it gets to very, very dark and bad places. But it could be that he did this, it started off at least, L'shem Shamayim. Vayvayetz HaMelech vayash nei egle zahav vayomer alehem rav lachem alos Yerushalayim hinei Elohecha Yisrael asher halucha meretz Mitzrayim oy vey, oy vey, oy vey! Shnei egle zahav. It wasn't good enough that we had one. He makes two golden calves. And what does he do with the golden calves? Not only does he take the golden calves, but he says, Ela Elokecha Yisrael. Who else said that? Aaron, Chevron. Aaron. Right? That was the problem. Aaron didn't say those words, but the Jews said those words. Aaron throws it in. There's an eagle that comes out, and they say, "Eila Elokecha Yisrael Asher Halucha Meretz Mitzrayim." So, first of all, I would say, just to be melamed tzchus, that it's not the first time that we see Egle Zahav from the last time that we saw Egel Zahav. Where else do we see Egle Zahav? In the Beis Hamikdash, the Yamshel Shlomo. There's 12 of them. Okay, so let's calm down, right? But at the same time, he says, "Eila Elokecha," right? Huh? They're bronze. They're saying, bronze. No. Right? Right. What is he saying? Eila Elokecha Yisrael. Right? And why is he doing this? Vayasam asa'achad bebeisel, vesa'achad nasan bedan. And where does he put these? On the borders of Yosef. Right? Beit El is the center of the country. Okay? And that's where Yosef's Nachla ends. And Dan is already not in Yosef's Chalukah, not in Yosef's Nachal. Where's Dan? All the way up north. It's the most northern part in Eretz Yisrael. We saw in Sefer Shoftim that Shevet Dan went all the way up, even though that they were supposed to be by the Tel Aviv area. They go all the way up. And what's in Dan, Chevra? Pesel Micha, if anyone remembers. Pesel Micha. Is it still there? I'm not sure if it's still there. But what happens? He brings it to these two places. Why Dafka these two places? First of all, just geographically, that we want to make the new Beis HaMikdash. We want to make this new place accessible, right? So like Lahavdil, the Arei HaMiklat, right? One's in Shechem, one's up there. So in order so that everyone will be able to get to it, easy access. Okay.
That we did that on the Beit El Shabbaton, where Chagi Ben Arsi is absolutely convinced.
Yeah, that's where the rock is, right? But not only that, but Chevra, there's spiritual significance to Beit El. What's the spiritual significance to Beit El? Yaakov, Vayachalom, Yaakov, Chalom. And Dan, the spiritual significance of Dan, but a different type of spiritual significance, Pesel Micha. Okay? So there was already Avodah Zarah there. We'll speak about it. Pesel Micha was the Avodah Zarah which Dan stole from. We'll speak about it after. Okay. Vayasim esachad bebeisel veesachad nasan bedan vayhi adavar hazeh lachatas vayelchu ha'am lifnei ha'achad ad dan vayas is beis bamos. He goes on. It started with just these egle zahav. Exactly. Now what does he do? He realizes that the egle zahav is not good enough. Vayas is beis bamos. So what does he reinstitute? He institutes the bamos. Now, who says that the bamos are now usher? Maybe after Shlomo passes away, the bamos are now. It's confusing. When are the bamos allowed? The bamos are not allowed. They're allowed. Even me, I get confused sometimes. Shiloh, nah, no. Nah. But maybe it's totally on the king. I'm sure they had a lot of pilpulim. So they instituted these bamos. Vayas kohani miktosa am asher lo ayu mibnei Levi. And now what do? They make, you're a Kohen. No one's Kohanim. Why aren't they Kohanim? The Radak says, the Midrash says, that what did the Kohanim do? We know that Eila Elokecha Yisrael, who was not involved with the Egel Azav? Levi, we know we're learning in Makos right now. How many Ari Levim were there? 42. Okay, 42. Where were they? Everywhere. Right, where were they? They were everywhere. So what? They all stayed in Yerushalayim? What happened? The Midrash says that Yeravam came to the Levim and said, be my Levim, be my Kohanim. They said, go to Gehenim. They said, get out of here. What do you want? Right? Mi la Hashem Eli, Moshe. Mi la Hashem Eli, Levi comes and says, we're not interested. So that's why the Levim and Kohanim, they all go to Yerushalayim. There's no more Levim and Kohanim. That's why he has to institute all these people that aren't Kohanim. Vayas Yeravam Chag. Not enough. What does he do? Vayas Yeravam Chag Bechodesh Hashmini Bechamisha Asar Yom Lechodesh Kechag Asher B'Yuda. Vayal Al Mizbeach Kein Asa Bebeis El Lizboach LaGalim Asher Asa Ve'amid Bebeis El Eskohani Abamos Asher Asa. So what does he do? He makes a new Yontiv. Gevald. When's the Yontiv?
A month after Sukkot.
What's the point of making a Yontiv? And what's the point of making a Yontiv a month after Sukkot? Okay, maybe, Yafet. What else? Okay, huh?
Isn't Cheshvan like the month without any...
Right, that's also true, but what... Right, but what's the significance... Why is he doing this? Why does he make a holiday? Then we don't have to do Aliyah L'Regel, but hold on, that doesn't make any sense, because they could do Aliyah L'Regel and then a month later come and do Yeravam's thing, no? It's not instead of
it's too a ton to your bum, right?
It could be that the Abar Ben El and other Rishonim suggest that actually what happened here was so much more significant, and it was Gaonus what he does. He adds a month to the Jewish calendar. What does he gain when he adds a month to the Jewish calendar? Not only confusion, but Sukkot, even though that it's the seventh, for the people who are living outside of Yehuda, what month is it? It's the eighth, okay? And therefore, when everyone else is at the Beis HaMikdash, when Yehuda and Binyamin are at the Beis HaMikdash on the seventh, where's everyone else?
By
him. So he did exactly what he wanted to do. He made sure this was a deterrent for the Jews not to be able to go up because they had to come to this Yontiv, right? Because it doesn't really make sense. The Psukim don't really make sense. What are you accomplishing if you make it a month later? Because then the Jews could essentially just go there on the 7th, and then they could just go there for Sukkot and then come in, double dip, right? So that's what the Abar Ben El says. Let's just finish up because we're at the end of our time.
How does having it a month later mean they can't...
There's a whole cheshbon.
No, it says it's possibly...
How do you read into the pasuk?
I don't know. It just says 15th day of the 8th month in the month that he had fabricated with his imagination.
Okay, hold on. Let's just do the cheshbon real quick. How does adding a month? No, he just. Let's say right now is Nisan. Okay, so instead of it being Nisan or like an Eber year, so you add like a second Adar. Or they added a second month as if it was like a leap year. Okay? So, no. No. I'm not sure, but that's what the cheshbon is. Okay? Someone take out some math and do the thing, but there is a cheshbon.
But Yehuda didn't make this month. So therefore, if we had an extra other base, if we had an other,
I don't know, Chevra. Hold on. Let's just finish up the psukim and then we'll figure out the cheshbon. Okay, postdoc. Okay, pasuk lamed gimel. Vayal al mizbeach asher asal beisel b'chamisha asar yom b'chodesh hashmini b'chodesh asher bada milibo vayas chag levnei Israel vayal al mizbeach lahatir. Not only does he mess up the Yamim Tovim, not only does he set up Egle HaZahav, not only does he take these people that aren't Kohanim and Levim, and he starts doing it, he starts to mock the Beis HaMikdash, and the king, we know that the king is not supposed to be the Kohen, that's why we know that the Chashmonaim did something, the Ramban speaks about the riches of the Chashmonaim because they took Kahuna and the Malchus. So what is Yeravam doing over here? He's becoming the Kohen Gadol, and he's the king. Tov, shkoyach, guys. Pick this up next time.